This
for
is
a better life.
For a better life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, "I have been sent to complete noble manners."
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to For a Better Life on IRIB English Radio. And this is your host, Sister Zeenat. Today's topic is breaking ties with your relatives, even with those who wish to break up ties with us, is forbidden in Islam. That is the topic of today. That is true. If some of your relatives wants to break up ties with you, if you, by saying that the person is breaking ties with me, so I'm going to go ahead, break ties with him, is truly not allowed in Islam. In fact, it is a sin. It is not allowed. It is one of the greatest sin of Islam. Although one would not be at fault from the worldly point of view. According to the Sharia, breaking ties even with those is not allowed. It's a sin. It's totally forbidden. The word is haram. Okay, it is natural for a person who finding that his relatives does not acknowledge him nor fulfills his right, reacts by remaining aloof and allowing the bonds of kinship to be broken. The Holy Prophet has says, do not break ties with your relatives, even if they break them with you. Try keeping up ties, you know, try saying salam, try to be in contact, be in contact. Don't just break up ties. You know, be a well-wisher, you know. So breaking ties even with those who wish to break up with us, you know. So we have to think about it. You know, this is the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to abide by the law. Breaking of ties with the Muslims and the non-Muslim relatives. Now, we think about what about the non-Muslims relatives? What about the Muslims who are not religious, who have renounced the religion? And so what about them? The traditions of Ahlul Bayt leaves no doubts whatsoever that the fulfilling of the rights of one relatives is obligatory. That's right. Whether the relatives are Shias or Sunnis, pious and religious or sinful, transgressors, or whether they are Muslims or non-Muslims, it is compulsory to perform kindness towards them. Even if the person, Muslim relatives, apostatizes and becomes a non-Muslim, his rights are not invalidated. So we have to know that, for example, from the Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam has says, my relatives are not of my religion. You know, he says, are any of their rights upon me? Imam gave the reply. You know, he says, why not? It is. The rights of the relatives do not become invalid for any reason, even if the relatives are unbelievers. But if the relatives are Muslim, then their rights are twice as much. You know, think about this, ponder on that. You know, one is due to their being relatives and second because of their being a Muslim. So how many of we have relatives who are not Muslims? And, you know, we have actually broken a ties with them. You know, so whether they are from a mom's side or dad's side, we have to be in contact with them. Very clear. Whether they are Muslims or not Muslims, we have to be in contact with them. You know, we have to show the kindness towards them and understand the grades. Because if they are Muslims, the grades is higher. So it says that Imam has says the kindness towards relatives and goodness towards the believing brother makes easy your day of judgment. And you can easily pass from the bridge and crossing the bridge of fire. You know, on the day of judgment, the bridge that we have to pass, we are scared of, which is so thin, we hear about it, so thin, like thinner than the one of a hair. How are we going to walk on that? But, you know, if we have a good ties with your relatives, kindness towards relatives, no matter what, we can easily pass.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes. And we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves, we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact, our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact, our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
I would say personally, I'm so scared of that bridge, walking from the bridge, which is like the main passing. Main passing to reach the heaven, to reach the Ahlul Bayt, reach the, you know, if I fall down and go into a fire pit, I would be very scared. But if I just have a good relationship in this temporary world with the temporary desires, with all the hardship they are giving me, it's not at all easy. But we are doing this for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being close to Ahlul Bayt, that this is a big act. At another place, the sixth Imam remarks, do kindness towards your relatives and the near one, even if it's just by offering a glass of water to them. You know, he's talking about giving a glass of water to them, which is really, really, really a big thing. You know, you're just saying salam, answering in salams. You know, brothers and sisters, this is very commonly happening in our families, and this is not really nice. The person is telling you salam, you're not even saying the word salam. The person is calling the relatives and says, I want to talk to the relatives. The relatives is just right there at that corner, but showing a face, no. I don't want to talk to that because I don't like that person for any reason. Allah is giving the blessing to the person who's calling you. And if you are ignoring your relatives for any reasons, that you don't like the person, you are at fault. Actually, that is a sin. Basically, Allah says this is the smallest thing that you are doing. Smallest. It's not even a big thing that you're just going back and answering the phone call, which is the smaller reward. The bigger reward is someone who called you. You know, by being kind towards your relatives, it increases wealth. What of difficulties and calamities, whatever problems you're having in your life, you're doing so many prayers and duas and offering salat, doing charities. But just by keeping a relationship with your relatives, picking up the phone call is actually warding off your calamities and difficulty. Problem solved. Problem solved, you know. The accounting of your actions on the day of judgment is made easy. Even the ordained time of death is postponed. So what do you want? Don't you want best for yourself? You know, certainly the Holy Prophet has said there is a section in paradise which can be attained except by three kinds of people. Again, one person who is the leader. You know, who's the leader? But the just leader, the one who does sila rahim, that is having a good kindness towards your relatives. And the second one who keeps kindness and patience towards the difficult times, the person who has a family and children and going through bad time. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, we all are going through bad time during this time of corona. Throughout the world, look at what's happening. Look at the politics, how people are suffering, how the people have become refugees in their own countries, with the families, they're walking, they have no food to eat. This is the difficult time. Keep good ties with your relatives. This is going to ward off your problems and difficult times and issues, whatever you have. So we have been discussing about, you know, no matter what, be good to your relatives. There are different levels of grade of being having kindness towards your relatives, and show no discrimination towards your relatives. It is a greatest act of Islam. You have been listening to For a Better Life on IRIB English Radio with your host. Stay tuned for another exciting topic. Until then, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Your mercy, your love is all I need. Love is all I need.